Why don't Americans know what you have seen?
Americans don't want to know, and many Israelis don't want to know what is going on inside Palestine. It's a terrible human rights persecution that is far transcends what any outsider would imagine. And there are powerful political forces in America that prevents any objective analysis of the problem in the Holy Land. I think it's accurate to say that not a single member of Congress with whom I'm familiar would possibly speak out and call for Israel to withdraw to their legal boundaries or to publicize the plight of the Palestinians, or even to call publicly and repeatedly for good faith peace talks. There hadn't been a day of peace talks now in more than 7 years. So this is a taboo subject, and I would say that if any member of Congress did speak out, as I've just described, they would probably not be back into Congress the next term.
Who are these forces that you're talking about?
Well, very effective work of the American-Israeli group called AIPAC, which is performing its completely legitimate task of convincing Americans to support the policies of the Israeli government. And AIPAC is not dedicated to peace. They're dedicated to inducing the maximum support in America, in the White House, in the Congress, and in the public media for whatever policies the Israeli government has at a particular time, and they're extremely effective.
Do you agree with Walton Mearsheimer, their new book, The Israel Lobby, about the power of AIPAC determining U.S. foreign policy?
I have to say I haven't read the book. I've read stories about it. I don't really know about the details of it, but I do know that AIPAC is very powerful and completely legitimate. I'm not complaining, because that's their purpose in life, and they've AIPAC, I think, was organized in the distant past, I think, when Eisenhower was president, and they've grown in influence, and in some ways, they are to be admired.
Did they influence you as president?
Not really, because I was immune from those pressures. When I was elected president, you know, I came out of nowhere. Nobody thought I was going to win until the last minute, and so I wasn't obligated to them. And the Israelis completely dominate the life of the Palestinian people.